Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. 50 Shades of Grey, the biggest movie in the world right now. Grossed nearly $240 million in the opening weekend worldwide.
It was fantastic.
Christian Grey, he was showing me things that I just never knew existed, like he had Kama Sutra Baby Einstein when he was younger.
As we were thinking about Christian Grey, we feel like every single office workplace has a Christian Grey, and usually it's the guy that you would not think is the one that's a little freak-a-dick on the side, you know what I mean?
It's like the quiet one that just chills in the back by himself, but you know, somewhere behind the scenes it gets a little weird.
So what I found out going around the office yesterday is that one of our part-time guys was voted most likely the office Christian Grey. His name is Caruso. He does weekends.
Good job, Caruso.
And he's with us right now to do his best Christian Grey. Are you the actual Christian Grey, Caruso?
I'm trying to keep my secrets, you know, under wraps right now. But if you want to know more, you know, there's, of course, there's a secret side of me. So.
Find him on Instagram.
No, he's like, find me on Tinder if you dare.
He's got a whip under his freaking car seat.
Since you're Christian Grey of the workplace, Caruso, we want you to read some hot excerpts from the book, but you're not going to just do it in your normal voice. We're going to take you through the Kyle and Rachel accent translator to see how you got to read these, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's fire up the accent translator.
Lucky Charms.
First up, yes, one of our favorites, the Lucky Charms voice.
Awesome.
Can you do like a leprechaun or Irish voice?
We're going to go with it here. You know, I did do some time in England, you know, during school.
doing what?
All right, it has been chosen, Caruso, in his Lucky Charms voice, about to read some 50 Shades of Grey excerpts. Let's hear it, Mr. Christian Grey.
He's got both of my hands in his vice-like grip above my head. He's been pinning me to the wall using his lips. His other hand grabs my hair and yanks down, bringing my face up, and his lips are on mine.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Are you like the fourth Lucky Charm?
I know.
You know, secret talents.
Wow. Okay. He's got his pot of gold then. All right.
I like it. A crescent moon.
That was a good start, Mr. Christian Grey over there. I had no idea you had a little leprechaun in you. All right. Let's see what voice you have to read your next 50 Shades of Grey excerpt in.
Kanye West. But I'm going to let you finish.
Kanye West, yes.
Oh, okay, let all your anger out with this one.
Suddenly, he grabs me, tipping me across his laps. With one smooth movement, he angles his body so my torso is resting on the bed beside him. He throws his right leg over both mine and plants his left forearm on the small over my back. Oh.
Did you add something new that you can't read either? And Kanye West wasn't able to read. Anyway, moving on, Kanye West.
He's too chill for Kanye.
I was hoping that you would go over and steal Kyle's mic and do it.
I know. See, I'm going to let you finish, but he needs some Hennessy first.
He might be the office Christian Grey, but we never said he could read, okay? Good enough, though, Caruso. This is your final accent. You have to read 50 Shades in as the office Christian Grey. Here we go. Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh, so I have to act like I'm in those commercials right now?
The really awkward ones, right. Car commercials?
I think this should be fairly easy as Christian Grey and your best Matthew McConaughey, because I feel like every statement he makes is always like, there's like always a question mark at the end of it. He never talks in like normal sentences.
I feel like Matthew McConaughey is like Christian Grey plus like 10 or 15 years. They're like a well-matured, well-seasoned Christian Grey.
So at least take your shirt off and get into character.
I'm actually going to act like I'm riding a car right now.
Office Christian Grey reading 50 Shades excerpts as Matthew McConaughey right now. Let's hear it.
Why don't you like to be touched? I whisper, staring up and Why don't you like to be touched? I whisper, staring up into soft gray eyes. Because I'm 50 Shades of up Anastasia. All right, all right, all right.
Good enough. There you go. Caruso, the office Christian Grey.
Oh, man.
In various voices.
The office Christian Grey, certainly not the office Frank Caliendo.
Not at all. And another thing, too, I don't think Caruso is going to be asked to be a mystery reader at a local elementary anytime soon.
The struggle is so real.
It's Radio 900.9.